Good to see you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we're here in the book of Ezra, and we're working our way through hitting some of the central themes of the book in our calls to worship on Sunday. And today I want to emphasize how God works things out. Sometimes we face things in life and it just seems like, you know, what's going to happen here? How is this going to work out? And here we had the situation in the last chapter where the leadership of Israel, the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, ordered the people back to work. They had stepped down and stopped the work because of the challenges that had been made by several of the leaders from that area, saying, "We have a letter from Darius, you cannot be working, you cannot build this." Well, after a while, they realized, we've got to go back to work. We have the right to do this. Cyrus the king has commanded this. And so the workers went back to work. And as a result of that, of course, all the challengers rose up again. They wrote a letter to Darius. Oh, they're back to work again. But this time they included something in their note to the king that had not been included in the previous one. They're telling us that they have a right to do this from a decree made by King Cyrus. So Darius wisely orders that research be done regarding whether they had the right to go back, and they find all of the documents, all of the letters, all the official things. It very clearly lays it out. And this is how Darius responded to the letter back to those men that had written saying, "We need to stop the work of these Jews. Let the work of this house of God alone." Isn't that amazing? Turn around. "Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of the house of God. That of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they may not be hindered." They got government money to build the temple. All right? Give them the money. "And that when they have need of both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointments of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail." They're not to be hindered. They're to be left alone. The supply is to be given without fail. And then we skip down to verse 11. "And also I make a decree." Now this is an addition to what Cyrus had declared. He says, "I make a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house and be set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done." And then this little addition, "with speed." Don't you love the Word of God? Here was a situation where they were in great fear that they were going to be stopped from the work of building the temple. They went ahead and started it again, knowing that the enemies were going to rise up and so forth. But the enemy made a mistake. They said, "They're telling us that Cyrus the king has made a decree." And that's what got Darius saying, "Well, maybe I need to check this." And he finds the decrees that are given there, and he makes everything right again. What do you do when everything looks hopeless? What do you do when it seems like that there are too many challenges to be faced? Listen, you do what God wants you to do every day. You get up in the morning, "I'm going to do what God wants me to do today." Every hour of the day, "I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do today. I'm going to honor the Lord. I'm going to take care of His work." You see, folks, that simplicity of life God honored. And He brought the awareness of decrees that had been made well before back to memory, whereby the work was restored. They were given the supply of all they needed as far as money, material things, and even the things that were needed for the worship of God were provided. God took care of them. And a king used certain descriptive words to make sure that his decree was carried out and with speed. Listen, folks, we serve a God that takes care of us. We don't have to go and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That's the wonderful resource of the child of God. We can learn many things from that story in that passage of Scripture, but one of the greatest is God is still in charge. God is still in charge. And He can move the hearts of kings to do His bidding. He can move the hearts of kings. And by the way, He's still doing that today. And He is bringing this world to that time when He reveals Himself in power. And they see the one whom they have pierced. The one that the earth has declared, this is not our Messiah. That one, they will say, it is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is the Messiah. He's come back. What a wonderful thing to know the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here today without the Savior, I pray that you'll call upon His name. Don't let another minute go by until you get the matter of your soul taken care of. You're going to live somewhere forever. And the only way you're going to live in heaven is not by doing good deeds or by helping people or giving money to the church or being baptized. The only way you're going to get heaven is on the merits of Jesus Christ's shed blood on the cross of Calvary. That's what lays the foundation. And I pray that you know Him.